You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 120.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Well, hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I want to tell you guys that for those of you who listen to my podcast regularly, you probably know that every time I start a podcast, I typically say, well, hey there. I try not to say that, and nothing else feels natural. Like I try to say, hi, Amy Porterfield here, or whatever, and it never sounds like me. So I just got to start the same way. And I also think that it kind of puts me into kind of the right energy for my podcast. So when I say, hey there, Amy Porterfield here, it's like game on. I think I learned that from Tony Robbins back when I would go to the live events with him and he'd talk about getting into state, like getting into the state of delivering. And I think that must be like my power move. Any of you Tony Robbins fans, you'll know all about the power move. You know what I'm talking about. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about before we get into a really cool mini workshop about creating your bonuses is that I had this weird experience recently and I thought I should share that with you all because I bet some of you can really find value in this lesson I learned just last week. So here's the deal. I have one full-time employee. Actually, I just got a number two full-time employee, but I've had one full-time employee, Chloe, my project manager, for about a year. So that means that she's on payroll, which means I have to use a payroll company in order to pay her, which means taxes come out and there's all these forms you have to fill out in the beginning and all that paperwork that most of us entrepreneurs actually detest. Can I get an amen? So what was happening is that over the last year, as Chloe's been employed, I keep getting all of these different things in the mail about payroll. And I look over them really quickly. I'm not exactly sure what they're about and I put them aside. And then one said I owed like $2.37 for a weird tax. And then the other said a paper was missing and all this stuff started coming in and it stressed me out. Now I have an assistant, Trevinia, who would have been more than happy to help me figure it all out. But sometimes I don't want to bother Trevinia with some stuff that I feel like I could knock out, which is a really bad habit because she could knock out faster than me. So I just kind of started collecting these envelopes that started to come in the mail. And over the last year, I looked and I have this is terrible. I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I had this whole folder full of tons of paperwork from this payroll company. And every single week I'd say to myself, I've got to spend time. I've got to get to that. I've got to get to that. And I hate paperwork. So I just wouldn't do it. And in the back of my mind, I thought nothing seems that urgent. I mean, if it was really, really important, I think I would have known and got to it. But I just knew this was something that needed my attention, but I didn't even want to deal with it. So I put it aside, but I always had this nagging feeling like, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I'd put it down as one of my goals that week and I'd just ignore it, like pretend like I didn't see it. Well, this has been going on for months and months and months, and it's been stressing me out and giving me anxiety, like thinking, what if I've missed something important? What if I screw up my business? I've got to attend to this, but I don't want to. So it's been taking up way too much space in my mind. And so finally, I sat down at a time where I didn't think I had time for it, but I thought, this is ridiculous. So I sat down, I opened up all the envelopes, I spread them all out, I got the support phone number for this payroll company, I called them, and I went through each one step by step and asked them all these questions. They were incredibly helpful. ADP is who I use. And I got through it in about an hour. It was painless. Not painful, it was painless. And I found out that they had a support email where if I didn't know what something was and it needed to be attended to, I could give it to them and they could figure it out because I pay them for that. So there was no need for added stress. I didn't need to build up all this anxiety and think I'm not getting to something, shame on me, I'm bad, I should be doing it. And then when I sat down, I thought, whoa, I could have cleared out so much stress and space in my mind if I would have just done this months and months ago. So I tell you this story because I think we all have something in our business right now that is sitting there taking up space in our mind that really is unwarranted. It doesn't need to, but we've built it up so much that it's become a monster. Usually it's a paperwork monster because most of us entrepreneurs don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. So what I want to encourage you to do in the next 24 hours, I wish someone gave me this challenge. What's that one thing that you know you should be getting to? That one thing that just keeps nagging you, it needs your attention, and you need to sit down at your desk and just tackle it. Tell me what that is. Like, say it out loud right now. Let's pretend I can hear you. What's that one thing that you have been meaning to get to forever? Big or small, it doesn't matter. And then I want you to, like I said, sit at your desk and tackle it. And it might mean you get to just delegate it, leverage it to somebody else. Or it might mean you just get in the trenches like I did, make the call, go over the stuff you need to do, and then be done with it. So I just want to kind of throw that out there because why didn't I do this like 6 months ago? It would have been way easier. I have since given it to Trevinia. So now all of those letters that come in the mail go to Trevinia. And on our calls, we talk a few times each week. She'll just say, okay, I got one about XYZ. What do I do with it? And I just tackle it. I tell her, do this or do that. Send me a scan of it. I'll take care of it, whatever it might be. But now she's on it and we know she's going to take care of it. She's not going to let a whole stack of envelopes in her office for 6 months. That would give her a heart attack. I know her personality. So anyway, that's my story. That's my challenge for you. I hope you'll take me up on it. Believe me, it creates more space in your mind, which means more freedom for you to do what you love to do and more creativity. Okay, so now we are moving on to what this episode is all about, which is creating bonuses or a bonus package for your next course offer. So all of my students in Courses That Convert, you're going to appreciate this episode even more because I talk about this in the program, but I've added some things to it. I've gone a little bit deeper in certain areas. And as you are creating your courses, I want you to really pay attention to this episode because this one's for you for sure, but it's for anybody that is wanting to create a course and wanting to get even more value and maybe even charge more for that course. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's back up. When I'm developing courses, bonuses are one of my favorite, if not the favorite piece for me to plan out. Why, you ask? Well, there's always something I want to include, but doesn't quite fit in the core product. Or maybe there's some advanced piece of content I want to fit in there, but it would be a little bit weird to throw it in when I'm teaching step by step. So either way, I know that it's an important part for me to include in the program. It feels like a must, but it just doesn't work into the outline. Plus, I think bonuses are a surprise added value and they're fun to create when you get them right. Also, I am a sucker for bonuses. I've bought many products based solely on the bonuses. And now I pay close attention to, and I hope you'll do this too, I pay close attention to product offers online, specifically about the bonuses. I think that some people I know do really well with their bonus offers. James Wedmore, who does a lot of video marketing, he does great bonuses. They're always really nicely aligned. Melanie Duncan, who I mention all the time on this podcast, she does brilliant bonuses. And the reason I mention her again is she put some thought into those bonuses. And I'll tell you how to put your own thought into those bonuses to make sure there is alignment. Marie Forleo does great bonuses for B-School. I'm going to be talking about B-School a little bit and how those bonuses work into her program and affiliate bonuses from people that are promoting her program. So we'll get into all of that. But again, I'm a sucker for bonuses. I've always been a sucker for bonuses. When I was a kid, once in a while, it was very rare, my mom would let my sister and I buy a sugary cereal. That was like a really big deal in our house. And we loved Captain Crunch, loved it. The kind that totally ripped up the roof of your mouth, but it was oh so good. So when we would get Captain Crunch, we would always get it at a time where there was a extra special prize at the bottom of the box. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And so we would be excited to get our sugary cereal, but even more excited, like the whole way home from the grocery store, all my sister and I could talk about was what the prize was going to be. And then we had to talk about how long she got to play with it versus how long I got to play with it. Like, this was a big deal in our family. Now, the funny thing is the toy was super small and cheap. We all know that. But as a kid, this was a big deal. So now in my adult life, that's kind of how I look at bonuses. I want my students to anticipate how good those bonuses are going to be, and they cannot wait to get their hands on them. So that's what this is all about. So today, we're going to do a mini workshop to help you create your next bonus or series of bonuses. So first, let's talk about why bonuses are important. Number one, you can enhance your offer by increasing the perceived value with bonuses. So when you stack really good bonuses into an offer, the perceived value of your product is sure to increase. So that's important to know. Also, sometimes you can even increase the product price if those bonuses are really, really valuable. So perceived value, yes, sometimes even the actual price. Number two, why bonuses are so important, they allow you to dive into areas that don't necessarily always fit into your content outline. Let me give you a perfect example. I recently launched Courses That Convert, and it's all about the course creation, the content, the outline, the building the content, the putting the content into slide decks, delivering it, recording it, the technology you use, the platform you use to house your content. Like, it's really content focused in terms of creating a program. But I also knew that my students would want to know how to launch it. So that became the whole bonus package, how to launch your program once you have it created. The launching didn't really fit into the actual core program. That's not where I wanted to focus, but I knew it was something that my students needed, wanted, and would increase the value of the program. So that's an example of how you can dive into areas inside your bonus that don't necessarily fit into your course. And number three, why bonuses are important, they act as encouragers, or at least they can act as encouragers to get through the course more efficiently. So two ways this works. You can create bonuses that people don't get until the very end. So in B-School, Marie unlocks advanced bonuses. I got to actually do one of the advanced bonuses that doesn't get unlocked until you reach the end of the program. Now, I love this because one, it encourages people to get to the end so they can get those really cool advanced bonuses that she teases all along the way. So it's pushing people, get to the end. I've got a really great prize, like the gold at the end of the rainbow, right? So another thing why I like to unlock bonuses, I've actually never done it this way, but I've been considering it for my next program. The reason I like this is that sometimes bonuses can distract your audience from getting into the core content. And so if you keep them until the end, that way people stay focused on getting through your program, which we know as course creators is one of the most frustrating things when people get going and then they don't get to the end. And so although I don't unlock my bonuses, I do encourage my students not to even touch the bonuses until they get through the entire program and they create their course. Because my bonus is how to launch it. So don't even look at those bonuses until your course is created. I encourage that throughout my course. So that's kind of how I do it in terms of encouragement. And then also some of the bonuses that you create could be blueprints or planners that actually help your students stay on track step by step. So one of the bonuses you could give is a complete step-by-step planner of how to attack whatever it is you're teaching. And so then people download it right away when they join your program and they can follow along, which is encouraging them to get through your course. So there's so many different ways you can look at bonuses, and I just wanted to take a minute to remind you how very important they are. Now, before we dive into exactly how you will create your bonus package, I wanted to tell you about today's freebie. You know, I always have a really cool PDF download that goes along with my mini sessions that I give you on the podcast. The freebie for today's episode is a worksheet that I want you to download and use the next time you sit down to map out your bonuses for a program. So when you download the free PDF I've created for you, you will be able to walk yourself through the questions you need to ask to create bonuses that are fully aligned with your product, as well as bonuses that will increase the overall value of your offer. So this PDF worksheet is a complete must. It's really good, and I want you to get it now and then just save it for when you're ready to tackle your course offer and your bonuses. So here's what you want to do. Go to amyporterfield.com/120download. So amyporterfield.com/120download, or if you like to text, text the phrase 120 download to the number 33444. That's how you get this PDF download. Do not pass it up. It is going to 100% help you lock in your bonuses quicker than you've ever done before. And they're going to be bonuses that actually get you more sales. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in to your bonus creating workshop. Now, the first question you might have is, how many bonuses should I include with my product offer? And I think the sweet spot would be 2 to 3 bonuses. If you add too many bonuses, or if they're complicated bonuses, your product gets buried under the bonuses, and it's way too distracting and overwhelming when you try to explain what the offer is. So I have seen so many people get on a webinar and start explaining the offer, then they get into the bonuses and they go on and on and on because there's so many bonuses. And I'm like, wait a second, what's the offer again? So just keep it clean. 2 to 3 max, I think, would be really good. Okay, so let's talk about creating your next bonus or next bonus package. I like to look at it as a package because if you have a main topic over your bonuses, it's easier to talk about them. For my webinars that convert bonus, I have a sales booster bonus. And inside the sales booster bonus, I have, I think, 2 or 3 trainings about selling on webinars. You know, how to transition in your slides, what the script should say, that kind of stuff. So I break it up into little mini trainings, but it's an overall theme. So that's why I like to call it a bonus package as well. Just something to think about. So first, speaking of something to think about, state of mind is something you need to consider when you are thinking about your bonuses. This is what Marie Forleo, one of my mentors, says about bonuses. She says, ask yourself, how can you contribute the most value to your customers? What would help them experience outstanding results or more joy, delight, more peace of mind, or happiness? How can you over-deliver? And Marie is so spot on there. I think bonuses definitely help you over-deliver. But what I really like that she said there is, what can you create that gives your students peace of mind? Because we all know when someone enrolls in an online training program specifically, they're nervous. They just laid down some cash and they're not really sure if this program is right for them. Buyer's remorse is alive and well. So if your bonuses offer a little peace of mind, that's always a good thing as well. So I'm just giving you some examples to try on to see if that might work for you. So let's actually get really specific in an example so you can see how this might play out. Say that you're creating a course around how to set up organic, fun meal plans for busy families with working moms and kids under the age of 5. See how specific that is, which is always good. So I would think about setting up bonuses that could make meals more efficient and convenient, or extra tips about nutrition for this age group that may not necessarily fit into the course. So I'm adding value to that specific audience in ways that would make the whole meal planning even more efficient. So it's all about the state of mind, giving them more joy, more delight, more peace of mind, easier to navigate through the core content. Okay, so number 2 in terms of what you want to think about and what you want to do in order to figure out what bonuses to create is to connect number 1, the value and the experience, the state of mind, to the outcome you want to deliver. Think in terms of 4 categories when we're talking about the outcome you want to deliver. Number 1, get results quicker. So if that's an outcome that you want to deliver in your bonuses, you want to really put that front and center, get results quicker. So an example of helping people get results quicker might mean if you have a smaller audience and you have the bandwidth, one of your bonuses might be a Skype call that you offer with your students to help them set up the foundation of whatever it is you're teaching them before they dive into your program. So some kind of implementation call that you would do with them before they dive in. That helps them get to the finish line quicker. Also, maybe provide extra support. That could be another outcome. So I love Facebook groups. I think a Facebook group, a private Facebook group for members only, is a must when you want to add value and support and increase the perceived value of your program. For all my paid courses, I have private Facebook groups where some of them I get into regularly. Others are supported by my community manager. It depends on the price point of the product, but I think it's a great way to add extra support. Okay, so another outcome you might want to consider is bring them deeper after they finish your course and help them anticipate next steps in their journey. So I've already mentioned this one, but an example would be my course launch master plan, which is the bonus for my Courses That Convert program. The program's all about creating the course. The bonus is all about the anticipation of the next step, which is launching the course. One side note here, I know some folks who provide additional unrelated products as their bonus. I do not recommend this. So I hate when somebody says, oh yeah, I'll just throw in that old course I did 2 years ago as a bonus. I just never think there's true alignment there. And if anything, re-record that in order to make it 100% focused on the product that you are promoting. So you can use old content, but I mean, maybe I'm creating more work for everybody, but the way I do it is I'll record that content I've done in the past, but just make sure it's aligned with this new course I'm creating. So just something to think about. And then finally, when we're talking about outcomes, give them peace of mind on something that is scary or intimidating. So another example, I always use examples from my most recent course because it's kind of like fresh in my body. I remember it the most. But one of the things I did is the bonus for Courses That Convert, an additional bonus, was the successful sales page formula for online courses. Because nothing's more intimidating than creating sales pages. So I wanted to at least kind of get the conversation going around, yeah, when you have a course, you're going to want a sales page. Let me give you some tips and tricks to kind of get going in the right direction. If you like that idea, I actually recorded episodes 113 and 114 about sales pages. And so you can go check that out. Okay, so what I wanted to point out here though, is that you really need to get clear on the outcome you want to deliver with your bonuses. So let me give those four to you one more time. Do you want to create bonuses that get them quicker results, provide extra support, bring them deeper into a topic after they finish your course and anticipate their next steps in the journey with the bonus content, or give them peace of mind on something that's going to scare them as they go through your course or product and they think, oh, but what about this? Or what about that? Some of your bonuses might actually tackle some of those scary things they're thinking about as they're in your course. So they can have peace of mind and think, oh, she's gonna cover that later. Great, I'm not gonna worry about it. Okay, so moving on, now what I want you to do, and this will be outlined in your freebie. So again, this is why you want the freebie to actually do this when you're ready to implement. And that is that I want you to take the state of mind that you want to give people. Remember, I talked about how Marie Forleo looks at it, the state of mind, and then these categories I just went over, and I want you to pair them. So basically, you're going to put the state of mind together with the actual concrete outcome that you want people to get. So to make this more actionable, let me give you an example. Based on our meal plan example I gave you earlier, I could create a bonus where I give a one-on-one call with families to start them on track. I kind of mentioned this earlier, that implementation call. This would go under the category of getting results quicker. I did individual calls for one of my bonuses way back when I did the Profit Lab. I think the very first time and second time that I did it, I did those calls. People would have a call with me on Skype one-on-one at the very beginning of the course, and then we would have a Skype call at the very end of the course so I could send them on their journey of next steps now that they've completed the course. So I've done this when I had a smaller audience and I actually had the bandwidth to do so. And I really do think that put me on the map because I was offering one-on-one support where most people don't offer it. So something to think about. Here's another idea. Do a series of webinars with nutritional experts to answer your students' questions, serving as a sounding board and offering extra support. So I think this one's a really good one because you don't have to do all the work. So again, one of the bonuses could be you include some experts in your course. Maybe you interview them, you do some live calls or webinars with them once the course gets going. but this is a great way to offer extra support and be a sounding board. Here's another example. You could create reminder cards that they can download and print out. Something about getting meals on the table each night can be daunting, so you want to make sure that they have a tool to keep them on track with their menu plans. So these little reminders or these cards that they can print out, I mean, I've seen printable cards for so many different products, and people love these. They're well designed, they're really valuable, people can carry them around with them. So downloadables might be a really cool bonus that you can create. So this would refer back to number four, give them peace of mind on something that is maybe scary or intimidating or overwhelming to them. These reminder cards will help just that. Okay, so once you download the freebie, again, amyporterfield.com/120download, you will know exactly how to kind of walk yourself through the whole idea of the state of mind with the outcomes that lead to results. So I'll make it really easy for you in the download. I just wanted to kind of map it out for you here on this episode and give you a bunch of examples so you see it in real time. But what you would do next is that you want to decide how will you position your bonuses in your offer? Because once you decide on the kind of bonuses that you want to create, you have to position them well. This is equally as important as the content in your bonuses. So let me give you some options. You could add your bonuses for everyone. So when they buy your program, they also get these two extra bonuses. That's just how it goes for everybody. You could also add a fast action bonus. And this can work in many ways, but here's two examples. On opening day, when you open your cart, you could do a bonus that if people sign up on day one, they get this bonus. But at midnight, that bonus goes away. And I have done this many times. So once card opens, we have a special bonus, goes away tonight. That creates some extra buzz and urgency right when you open the card. The next thing you can do with a fast action bonus is on webinars. And my webinars that convert students, they know this very well, that what you want to do is on the webinar, you tell people, if you purchase this program while we are still here live on the webinar, you get the fast action bonus. So you create an extra special bonus for only those that take action right away. So that's another way to position your bonus. Now, yes, there's some tricky work on the back end to make sure you're tracking people accurately, and I've messed this up before, so just know it's not the easiest thing. But depending on what email service provider you are using and what shopping cart you are using, you can track what time of day people are buying and you could pull them out to get an extra special bonus. Okay, another great way I like to position bonuses is with a 24-hour or 48-hour bonus. And I talked about this on episode number 116 when I went over my entire launch of Courses That Convert. I talked about almost forgetting to do this 48-hour bonus, so we made it a 24-hour bonus, and it was still wildly successful. So the thing is, if you find a really great bonus you know your audience will love, and you pair it with packaging it well, you've got a home run. So back on episode 116, the launch episode, I talked about doing a 24-hour bonus where I did a live webinar with live Q&A right at about 60 days into the program, when people would start to have a lot of questions, feel a little bit overwhelmed, and I knew that they were itching to talk about launching more now that they've been creating their courses. So that's exactly what I did. So I offered this 10 battle-tested lessons I've learned from launching and a live Q&A only to people that bought in the middle of a launch in a 24-hour period. Now, the great thing is if you bought before that, you also get the bonus because you get any bonus I add if you already bought. But if you haven't bought yet, you have to buy before 11:59 p.m. It was right in the middle of my cart open schedule and it breathed new life into my campaign because if you're launching for about 2 weeks, if you're launching live, there's always a little bit of a lull. So these 24-hour or 48-hour bonuses are really good to create some urgency. And then you could also do a cart close bonus. So on the final day, you hold out on one more really good bonus and you have an extra excuse to email your list. That's another thing. When you add bonuses throughout a promo, you can then email your list and say, bonus just added. Here's what it's all about. So that's another way to use email marketing, is to talk about these extra bonuses. And I love to do that. So I did a cart close bonus for my B-School bonus package. So I'll talk about this in a minute, but B-School is like a big, big deal in my business because I always create my biggest bonus package for that program. And I'll tell you why I put so much effort into it. There's a few factors that help me decide, is this going to be worth me putting a lot of effort into a bonus package? And so when I did that, I did a cart close bonus and I revealed it on the very last day. And it's really cool because people that have been on the fence, it might just be the thing they needed to kind of tip them over and say, I want it. Give it to me. That sounds really good. That's exactly what I was waiting for. So again, you see why it's so important to put some genuine thought into these bonuses. And, you know, I already said this, but I guess I need to go back to it really quick. I really do believe that bonuses that you can add when you have the bandwidth, and it's always hard for me to do this, but I push myself if I can, to offer live webinars or live calls or one-on-one calls or small group coaching calls as a bonus. If I can give a piece of me in real time, I think people find that extra valuable because the instructor is saying, okay, we're actually going to communicate back and forth one-on-one or in a small group setting or in a live Q&A. The live aspect is really high perceived value. So if you can do it and you're good in the moment on live, I definitely recommend it. And there's, like I said, different ways you can add that live aspect. People want access to you. So if you can find a way to do that, it's always a really good, valuable bonus. So I suggest, I've just gone over, let me kind of recap that. You can do bonuses that everyone gets. Like when you join my program for Courses That Convert, everybody gets access to the private Facebook group. So no matter when you buy, first day, 24-hour bonus, last day, whatever, whenever you buy, you get that bonus. So that would be an everyday, everyone bonus. Then you've got your fast action bonuses or your 24-hour or 48-hour bonuses and your cart close bonuses. There's other things you can think about in terms of timing, but what's important is that you want to position your bonuses in a way to create scarcity, to create urgency, and to increase the perceived value. So those are things you want to think about. What I suggest is you do a mix of these. Maybe do one everyday bonus, but then do a 48-hour bonus in the middle of your promo, or maybe do a fast action bonus on a webinar. I don't always do all of these things, but when I do, I see a huge increase in my revenue. Now, are you seeing though how important it is to plan this stuff way in advance? So my Courses That Convert students, they know this. Everything is mapped out in advance. That way, when you go live in a launch, you're not just like, oh, shoot, I should think of a bonus. And I've been there. Believe me, I'm trying to help you learn from my mistakes. Map it all out in advance, and then you just unveil it as you go. So really important, takes out a lot of stress. Now, as a quick side note, since we're talking about positioning the bonuses, when you have an evergreen program, so let's say you have a program that runs all the time, like for Webinars That Convert, right now we are promoting it at all times to a cold audience. We're not running ads or emailing my audience, my list, my fans, or anything like that, but we are reaching out to a cold audience, inviting them to an automated webinar, inviting them into Webinars That Convert. So when you have an evergreen program, you might think, well, how do I do the bonuses? Well, what I like to do is I'm actually going to do a live launch of Webinars That Convert again this fall. And I'm going to create a brand new bonus. I'm going to breathe new life into that campaign. Now, anybody who's already a member of Webinars That Convert will get this bonus. So it kind of gets them re-excited about the program. And then also anybody who's brand new will get the bonus. Now, when the live cart closes, that bonus will go away. It won't be part of my evergreen funnel, and it will be extra special to that live launch. So if you have an evergreen program, but you want to do live launches, think about using bonuses to breathe new life into your campaigns. Good stuff, right? Okay, moving on. We're going to wrap up soon. You also want to think about how you want to deliver the bonuses. So this is all about timing more than anything, and you want to be upfront with this. You have to always set the expectations so your audience knows what is coming. So here's a few different options. One, you can deliver your bonuses right away, right up front. And I did that for most part with my last launch, although those who got that 24-hour limited time bonus, I actually told them the date of when I would be doing that live Q&A. So if you give them the date, then they're good as well. So again, all about expectations. So when you are thinking about doing a live Q&A or live bonus and you want to give it as a bonus, you have to tell them, okay, this is a bonus. You got to sign up now. I'll be doing it on this date at this time. Don't worry. We'll record it for you if you can't make it. These are things you kind of need to communicate. So again, you can deliver your bonuses right away. You could deliver your bonuses after the refund period. Sometimes people like to wait, and once the 30-day or 60-day refund period is over, then people get the bonuses. There's a few reasons why you may or may not want to do that. Maybe, you know, if people can download your bonuses and keep forever, you don't want that happening until the refund period. If it's a long refund period, like 60 days, I don't know if I love that. 30 days, I think that's manageable. And then you can also unlock your bonuses like Marie Forleo does with her advanced bonuses. You first get through the entire program. After the 8-week live program she delivers, she starts to unlock the bonuses one by one, week after week. So it's a really cool experience. It gets you excited for, hey, my program's over and I'm still getting cool stuff. It's brand new to me because I didn't even have access to it until after the 8-week live program had ended. So it's a good experience for sure. So right away, after the refund period, or maybe unlock them after they've gone through your course. So some options there. Now, finally, once you get through all that, it's time to execute. And remember, you don't have to do it all on your own. I gave you the example of the nutrition experts that you could actually have come on webinars with you, help you do some content that is not solely just your own. It also actually adds a little excitement into your program. So you can leverage some of this stuff for sure. Now, before I go, you may be asking, Amy, what about an affiliate launch? So does this all apply to a partnership I might be doing where I'm promoting somebody else's program, but I want to create a bonus so people buy that program from me? And all of this still definitely applies, but I want to add a little extra to the conversation. First of all, with affiliate bonuses, meaning you're creating bonuses to promote somebody else's program, you want to think about how you can shine in terms of your own content, what you know best, as well as which bonuses will completely align with the product that you are promoting. And I think the best job I've ever done with this is with B-School. So those of you, you've heard me talk about B-School again and again, but B-School is Marie Forleo's program. She offers it once a year. It's $2,000. And it's really all about getting started in the online marketing world, setting your foundation, building your email list, getting your offers straight, and so much more. So I've gone through the program many times. I know the program content back and forth, left and right. So I'm very familiar with it. When you're very familiar with the product you're going to promote for someone else, it helps you get really clear about where you can either fill in some holes or add an extra layer of support to the content that's already in the program. So that's one factor you want to think about. What could you offer that, again, coming back to our categories, will help people get results faster, will give them peace of mind, will allow less overwhelm? Remember those categories, that's not all of them, but some of them, you want to think about that. A few other things you want to think about is the commission. So when I promote B-School, I get $1,000 per everybody who joins using my link. That's a lot of money. So I want to make sure that I offer full support and I'm all in during that B-School promotion, partly because the commission really warrants the time and the energy that I'm going to put into it. Now, another thing is the level of involvement. If you're just going to send out a few emails and that's going to be your affiliate promo, then you probably don't need to do a whole big bonus package. But like for B-School, I did live videos. I did a lot of social media marketing. I sent a lot of emails. I did webinars. Like I had a lot of different promotional pieces with that. So it warranted spending some good time on a bonus package. Also, you got to look at the competition. So when you're promoting somebody else's program, if there's a lot of competition, meaning a lot of people are also promoting, make a really kick-ass bonus. And that way, you're going to stand out from all the other competition. And so I definitely keep that in mind. B-School, whoever has followed Marie Forleo's promotions, knows that a lot of people are promoting it. So I think, how am I going to stand out? Well, I've got to do my very, very best work inside that bonus package. And I have to add a piece of me. I have to add that engagement, that one-on-one with me, because I know that will make it a spectacular bonus package. So I do a live event in San Diego. I do a private Facebook group where I promise to answer every single question people ask, meaning my team's not answering them. I'm answering them for a limited time. I think I did 90 days. So that's when you have to go above and beyond, when there's a lot of competition. And then finally, when you're thinking about creating bonuses for an affiliate offer, you got to think about your ability to create alignment, meaning B-School works perfectly with the content I teach. Like I taught 1 year how to do webinars as a bonus because that was perfect. People were creating offers inside of B-School. So how are they going to promote them? Well, I know webinars well. So that actually, before I had a webinar program, that was a big bonus inside that program. So if there's complete alignment, it makes it a whole lot easier. So some stuff to think about when you're creating an affiliate bonus package. And then one last tip. If you aren't already, start taking notes on other people's bonus offers. How are they taking on objections with their bonuses? That's another thing I didn't really get into, but if your bonus will tackle an objection, heck yeah, that's a good one. How are they positioning their bonuses? How are they stacking the value? If you start paying attention, maybe create some swipe files for yourself to kind of go back to and remember, oh, this is the product they offered. These were the bonuses. Pay attention to people's launches. When did they offer the bonuses? This is the kind of stuff that really helps you decide what's going to work best in your own business. And I'll leave you with a little loving caution. Make sure your bonus package doesn't take up more of your time than the course itself. It's easy to get caught up in creating all the bonuses, and then all of a sudden, it's like you have two courses you have to create, and that's not fun. And if you're creating a course right now, one thing that can help you is treat your bonus creation just like you treat your course creation. So if you're scheduling time to create the content, to put it into slide decks, to record it, if you're creating the time to create your program, also add in the time and schedule it to create your bonuses. Don't leave the bonuses till like the night before you launch. Don't leave the bonuses as an afterthought because it will really show. So I'm saying don't let bonuses be the whole shebang where it takes up tons of your time, but also don't leave them till the very end. There's kind of like this fine line you're walking with bonuses. They're incredibly important, but you got to do a great job on the course creation itself. And that's where you want to focus first. But what's really cool, gosh, I could say so much about this and I really want to wrap up so it's not too long. But what's really cool is if you do what I teach you inside Courses That Convert, which is create your offer first, get really clear on what the content's going to be, what all the modules will be, all the lessons, and what the bonuses will be, and then record the course. When you're recording it, you can say, oh, I created an extra bonus about this. So if you want to go deeper with me here, when you're done with the course, go into the bonus section. I have something waiting for you right there. It's always fun to tease your bonuses inside your course content. And if you plan ahead of time, you can do so. You can talk about them while you're teaching, which is something I love to do. Okay, now remember what I mentioned in the very beginning when we were just getting started with this mini bonus workshop. Bonuses can increase the perceived value of your course or literally allow you to actually increase the price of your course. You decide which is going to work for you, but there's that potential for sure. So bonuses are definitely an important piece of your overall promotional plan. So before we sign off, make sure to grab the freebie for today's episode. Grab it right now so you don't forget it when you really need it later. It's your own guide to create the bonuses that are going to be a best fit for your offer. So when you download this PDF I created for you, you'll be able to walk through all the questions you need to ask yourself. There'll be triggers that I've mentioned here that will remind you, oh, what kind of state of mind do I want? Or what kind of outcome do I want with this bonus? So we'll walk you through that. And there's places to take notes or type in your notes. So we made it into a worksheet to make it completely actionable for you and your bonus offer specifically. So go to amyporterfield.com/120 download or text the phrase 120 download to the number 33444. Thank you so much for being with me here. I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. I hope you have an amazing week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.